AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is scheduled to appear tomorrow in federal court in Newark.
After being indicted, Senator Bob Menendez walked into a Newark hotel ballroom packed with supporters as well as journalists and pronounced himself outraged that the Justice Department, in his words, can't tell the difference between friendship and corruption.
And I am proud of what I have accomplished, and I am not going anywhere.
The New Jersey Democrat is accused of taking improper gifts and doing illegal favors for a Florida eye doctor, a political supporter who overbilled government health programs. Menendez says he's confident that in the end, he'll be vindicated. Warren Levinson, Newark, New Jersey.
Diplomats from six world powers and Iran are engaged in a marathon negotiating session in Switzerland. They're trying to reach a preliminary agreement to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for relief from sanctions. Jurors in Atlanta don't mess around when it comes to teachers who cheat.
We, the jury, find the defendant guilty. 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 Guilty.
Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard says he thinks the guilty verdict sends a strong message.
This was a substantial case that involved substantial wrongdoing. You won't get substantial wrongdoing when you get 21 guilty pleas. It's easy for people to recognize that something bad happened.
In one of the biggest cheating scandals of its kind in the country, 11 former Atlanta public school educators were convicted today of racketeering for their role in a scheme to inflate students' scores on standardized exams. An Arkansas woman who became the world's oldest person today wants the president to attend her 117th birthday party this 4th of July. Gertrude Weaver is the seventh oldest verified person of all time. This is AP Radio News. Authorities say a Philadelphia-area husband and wife bled to death in a murder-suicide in which a chainsaw was used. The district attorney in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, told WPVI the couple's 14-year-old son found his recently divorced mother and father when he came home.
The death of the female seems to be an apparent homicide. However, investigation is continuing. This is preliminary at this point.
The pastor of the church where the family worships says it's hard to wrap your head around the violence that took place in that home.
We just ask to do the best we can and to ask God to weave as much sense out of this as can exist.
Police in Fresno, California say a man who stormed a medical office and shot the mother of his five children before turning the gun on himself left behind a suicide note filled with frustration over a property dispute. I'm Ross Simpson.